And welcome back to Appleton, where it is a perfect night for football at Pickett Field. 72 degrees as we get ready to kick off our new season. The Evergreens will be on defense first. Appleton East comes out to receive the kickoff. The Patriots wear their home blue jerseys, white numerals, red trim. Evergreens in the road, white jerseys with green numerals and black trim. Give you a couple of resources to start our new season. The Everest Schedule, Game Day Blogs at everythingevergreens.com. Our scores, you follow my Twitter feed at DCEChris. Balls on the tee. Let's light this candle as the 2019 football season is underway. There's a great kickoff from the Evergreens. Alex Schuster all the way back to the goal line. Evergreen special teams has this well defensed. The return man tried to get back to the center of the field, did not get to the 20-yard line. Sam Crum is stopped at the 17 or 18. The Patriots will start there. Since you assume the Everest defense is going to be better this year, it's fitting that they will start first on the field for the Evergreens. They'll be working, though, against an experienced quarterback, Ryan Latour, who we saw last year as a junior, at the controls again for his senior year. East starts with two receivers to the near side and a man in a slot. Now a third in motion. This is almost a botched play. It's a handoff. Fullback up the middle. Wow, made something out of nothing there. Forward across the 25-30. It's a gain of 12 yards between the tackles. I thought there was some confusion for a moment on the exchange. It's Marcus Finley who carried that forward. And it's a first down out to the 34-yard line. Gain of 16 on the first play from scrimmage. Sometimes the mistake or the hesitation throws the defensive pursuit off. That may have been the case there. Quarterback under center. Man in motion, fake the jet sweep. Again, handoff up the middle. Evergreen's defense stiffens there. It's a gain of just 2 or 3 yards. That was Nick Bovot, who we saw last year as a running back. Second and 8 coming up. Just underway if you're just joining us. It's game 2 of a Fox Sports doubleheader to begin our high school football season. Most Everest games will be in the live slot. In fact, next week, the home opener against Oshkosh West. That'll be live, kicking off at 7 from Steam Stadium. We've got a date next Friday, don't we? Second down here. Quarterback again operates under center. Single receiver to the far wide side of the field. This play's taking a while to get off. They're going to have a delay of game here if they don't get this off. Just beat the count. Pitch to the near side. Evergreens have good pursuit. Running back strung down and flung out of bounds for a gain of 4 or 5 yards. Trent Harp carrying. So wide variety of ball carriers on this first possession for the Patriots. He did get the ball out to the 41-yard line, and they're going to say tackled inbounds. And we're going to have a stoppage here. One of the Appleton East players unable to get up. It's one of the blockers there. No, it was Trent Harp, the ball carrier. Needed some help getting off the field. Leaves us with a 3rd and 3. The ball rests at the 41. The Patriots need the 44-yard line. Clock will restart on the snap. 10:21 to play first quarter. Chance for the Everest defense to get off the field. Let's see if they can. Two receivers up high. Man in the slot down low and now in motion. Hand off up the middle. First down on the misdirection. Another ball carrier. Quarterback Ryan Latour kept it himself. Faked to the fullback, and a lot of the Everest defense went to the center of the field, and Latour had a gap getting to the corner. He's out to the 50-yard line. So the Patriots have picked up 2 first downs and have moved the ball just by the length of the football into Evergreen's territory. Evergreen's defense still looking to find their sea legs on this first possession of the year. Bunch formation here. Tall receiver in the slot, near side. Man in motion, handoff up the middle. Evergreens have this. Now the quarterback uses the jet sweep to the outside. Again, that misdirection. The Evergreens are biting up the middle. Beg your pardon, so am I as well. Connor Crunda's the carrier there, and he gets 8 yards. Evergreens are making some defensive changes. They're swapping in 4 or 5 new defensive linemen here. Well, so far, East has been productive on first down. They have not had to throw the football, and here they have a 2nd and 2. Senior quarterback Ryan Latour has been good at hiding the football. Evergreen's defense has been biting on the dive to the fullback, and then someone else has the ball. This one is right up the middle. Ball is loose, and the Patriots still have it, and it's forward for a first down. That ball was bobbled for just a moment. Spencer Meyer. Like everyone's getting to turn. Myers forward for 6 yards, and that moves the chains. This has been a nice opening drive for the Patriots. Ball to the 35-yard line. 9 minutes to play first quarter. Again, fullback behind the quarterback Latour, who is under center here. Evergreen's put an extra player in the box now. Hand off, fullback here. This time the Everest defense has it. A gain of just a yard or two before the fullback is thrown down. Kendrick Samuels at the bottom of that pile for the Evergreens. The Evergreens made an adjustment personnel-wise, and that goes forward for just a yard or two. It was Nick Beauvant carrying. Here's second and eight. Ball at the 33-yard line. The Patriots have probably already done enough that this becomes four downs territory here. Think so? Yep. Beauvant remains in at fullback. Latour is under center for a second down play. Misdirection again. Hand off Beauvant. Now it's a pitch. Ball is loose on the ground. Bounces right back to the receiver, Trent Harp. Harp is down the sidelines. Breaks a tackle. That's a lucky break that goes for a touchdown. The ball was pitched out to the near side after faking the fullback dive. The ball was on the ground. It bounced right off the artificial turf here and came right back to the runner, Trent Harp, who takes it into the end zone. A 32-yard touchdown run. On a play where East put the ball on the ground, they score anyway. And the Evergreens are going to play from behind today. Appleton East is going to shift into their extra point formation, and they are indeed going to try an extra point. Bennett Peterson is going to try this kick. Nope, beg your pardon. That will be Fernando Vera. Here's the snap to the uprights. It is good. Patriots score on the first drive of the game and the first drive of the season. 7:50 to play first quarter. The Evergreens have yet to touch the football, and they trail 7-0. I'm Chris Conley. All right, lots of game remaining here. And the Evergreens get their defense over to the sidelines to make an adjustment. Again, that's kind of a lucky break there. Trent Harp carries the ball in for a 28-yard touchdown run. The ball was pitched behind him, bounced right up on the turf to him, and then he got a seam right down the sideline. And on just the play before, it was the first time the Evergreens looked good defensively on first down. Evergreens wait to receive the football. Football coverage tonight on Fox Sports brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union. Construction loans too. The Cloverbelt Credit Union. We finance fun. Fernando Vera to kick off here. Ty Strelo, one of the back men for the Evergreens. Chris Tilton, who returned a lot of kicks and punts last year, not in uniform tonight. Injury. Here's the kick. Short. Ty Strelo from his 10. Sets the wedge along the far sideline. Cuts back to the center. Trelo's speed on display there across the 25. Out to the 26 or 27-yard line. The Evergreens will start there. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. A website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, InterCity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firm of Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Everythingevergreens.com. Ethan Ostrowski, senior quarterback, had some game experience from last year. First-time starter now. Two receivers to the near side. Design rollout. Ostrowski will keep it himself. Gets the corner. Cuts back. He's across the 30. Ball security. Forward to the 32-yard line. Ostrowski gets 5 on first down, and the Evergreens will be perfectly happy with 4, 5, 6 yards on first down plays throughout the night. Josh Bidenkowski, last year's quarterback, will still be on the field a lot. Bidenkowski's 6'5", and the Evergreens like him as a wide receiver. Hallenbach is the receiver to the near side, and the Evergreens have Peyton Peterson split out wide. Hand off up the middle. Evergreens try and push the pile forward. This is a short gain for Brennan Neitzel. Actually, you know what? Neitzel did a nice job keeping his legs churning and fell forward there for a gain of 3 yards. Third down comes up for the Evergreens. Third and 2, maybe 1.5. Patriots scored on their first possession. We're waiting to see if the Evergreens have an answer. 7 minutes to play first quarter. Yeah, this is 3rd and 1. Ostrowski will work from the pistol. The Evergreens spread this out. 3 receivers up high, 1 down low. Single back behind the quarterback. Handoff up the middle to the pile. Thrown backwards. I don't know. This is going to depend on forward progress and the spot. I think the Evergreens are short on a run up the middle. Delton Zuliger was the carrier. Let's see this spot. We're looking across the sidelines and by a whisker. First down, Evergreens. You know, between the tackles, there just wasn't much there. Forward progress for a first down, and then the Everest back was thrown backwards. 7-0 Patriots leading the Evergreens. This is Everest's first time with the ball. Got a first down. Now here's a handoff up the middle. Stuffed. The Evergreens did not do as good a job disguising their intentions as the Patriots did. Brendan Neitzel got it right in his belly. Patriots defensive line won the battle at the line of scrimmage. That's a loss of 2 yards. The Evergreens have had success against the Patriots. They've won 7 of the last 8 meetings, including an overtime victory, 13-7. But the Everest wins in this series have been close and competitive games. No blowouts here. Second down and 12. 2 receivers up high for Ostrowski. 3-step drop. Throws to the flat, complete. This is Hallenbeck underneath for a gain of 5 or 6 yards. It'll be 3rd and manageable for the Evergreens as the ball moves out to the 44-yard line. Brian Hallenbeck, who we didn't see in the scrimmage a week ago, senior now. Hallenbeck, of all the Everest receivers, is probably the guy who fights for the ball the most, and quarterbacks love that. Evergreens are trying to pick up a second first down, trying to convert a 3rd down here. 3rd and about 4 from the 44. Got a whistle here, and the Evergreens want a timeout. Quarterback Ostrowski didn't like the defensive set that he saw and immediately signals for a timeout. 5:08 to play in the first quarter, as both teams have been more likely to grind out yardage. In fact, the Patriots on their scoring drive did not put the ball in the air once. And that was an impressive drive for Appleton East to start off the season. 83-yard touchdown drive that included picking up 3 first downs. Tonight's DC Everest coverage is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Out of the timeout, it is 3rd and 4. You can see on the Everest sideline all the defense huddling around the coaching staff. The Evergreens were unable to stop the run on the first Patriots possession of the season. We've got the ball now, and the Evergreens need 4 yards to keep this drive going. From the pistol, Ostrowski has 2 receivers near side and 1 up high. It's a design rollout to the wide side of the field. Ostrowski throws into double coverage off the receiver's hand. That was going to be a tough one to complete, and incomplete, looking for Hallenbach along the sideline. Patriots had that one defended well, and the Evergreens will punt. Brennan Neitzel comes out in punting formation. He'll be kicking away here. Ostrowski, the quarterback, is the up man. You know what? The Evergreens are not going to punt here. I'm not sure if the Evergreens are punting here at all. Evergreen's going to make Appleton East think about this. Ostrowski, the quarterback, is still on the field. Let's see if it goes to the punter or to Ostrowski. It is indeed a punt, and this is a nice kick. Neitzel hangs one up. Great hang time. Caught back at the 29-yard line and smothered immediately. The Evergreens, great special teams there. Well, I mean, you don't want the punting game to be the strength of your team, but Neitzel had great hang time, and the Evergreens smothered that punt immediately. Delton Zuliger was fast down the field. No field position to speak of. This is the second drive in a row that the Patriots will start back at their 17-yard line. 4:51 to play first quarter. Patriots have the ball and a 7-0 lead. Again, the Patriots scored on a 28-yard touchdown run on a pitchback where the ball was bounced on the turf and picked up by the running back, scored. Man in motion here, misdirection up the middle. It's the quarterback who keeps it upended and down. Still a gain of 5 yards. Again, the Evergreens biting on that fullback dive up the middle. And in that case, Ryan Latour, the quarterback, kept it himself. Latour gains 5 on first down. I'm going to make sure that Latour is okay. I mean, Latour kind of got his feet shipped out from under him. The Evergreens kind of rolled him up. Is quarterback all right there? Spencer Meyer, 6'4" receiver, came off the field for a moment. Latour is still there. I think they stopped to make sure that Meyer was okay, so he goes to the sideline. Matt Krieger comes in his place. 4.5 to play first quarter. 2nd and 5. And the Patriots have not thrown the football. 2 receivers bunched to the near side. Man in motion here. Quarterback keeps it himself. No, it's up the middle. Again, Patriots quarterback does a good job hiding the intentions till the last minute. This one only goes forward for a yard or two. Spencer Bottrop carries there. 3rd down. And still 2 yards to go. The Patriots were able to convert 1 3rd down on their scoring drive to open the game. This is 3rd and short. Everybody's in tight here. Well, now 2 receivers now split out to the far side. Can the Evergreens defense get off the field here? Man in motion again. Fullback up the middle. Pushed back. It'll depend on the spot. I don't think he got it. Yeah, looking at the side, Judge, where they are going to put this ball, that is going to be, well, a generous enough spot for a first down. First down by maybe a half a yard or so. It was a little generous on the spot there. The chains move. Evergreens almost got off the field on 3rd down. Now we've got an official's timeout. You know what, you almost wonder, the Evergreens may have been asking for a measurement, but the chains had already been moved along the far sideline, so there's no possibility of a measurement there. It is a new set of downs at the 28-yard line. Patriots again split 2 out to the wide side of the field. 3:15, 3:14, 3:13 and counting in the first quarter. Quarterback keeps it. No handoff. Got a flag here. This play goes forward for just 2 or 3 yards, but this is going to be a hold on the Patriots. And in high school football, holding penalties are marked off differently than in pro and college games. Holding is a spot foul, not enforced from the line of scrimmage. So this hold happened a couple of yards in the backfield, and we're going to go backwards from there. Even though this play only went forward for 2 or 3 yards, the Evergreens are going to want the penalty to be marked off here. The White Hat is asking the Everest defense, do you want the penalty? Kendrick Samuels and Keaton Edwards, the seniors, both said yes, walk them back. So we will replay 1st down back at the 19-yard line. Yeah, so that amounts to 11 yards worth of penalty there. 1st and 21. Patriots bunch 2 receivers to the near side and have a man in the slot up high. Man in motion. Quarterback will pass for the first time over the middle. The receiver's open. Tipped away at the last minute. Dawson Zibton saved a touchdown. That receiver got behind the Everest defense And just the long arm of one of the Everest linebackers knocked that away and saved what would have been a touchdown. Instead, it falls by an incomplete pass, and Zipton just got a finger or a fingernail on that. So the Patriots' first pass almost burns the Evergreens. Second down. For the first time, the Patriots are spreading things out. Two to the wide side of the field, one receiver near side. The Evergreens blitz here. Quarterback three-step drop. Dances with his feet, throws to the flat, short pass. Evergreens are there to defend that. It's a completion, but it goes forward for just a yard or two. Alec Bright is the receiver. And a gain of 2 yards. So here comes third and very long. Third and 18 here. With the Patriots and Evergreens both keeping the ball on the ground for the most part, this first quarter's gone by pretty fast. 2:10 and counting. Again, the Patriots here are slow getting a play in. They're going to have to hustle. They're going to get called for a delay of game. The ball rests at the 22-yard line. Need to move it all the way out to the 39. Yeah, where's the count here, referee? Back judge has got to be counting here. This play is taking forever to get off. And still under center. Must have just beaten the count. Third down. Pass underneath. Complete. Got to break a couple of tackles here, and he does not. The receiver, Connor Curtina, gets 9 yards, but is 9 yards short of the first down. The Evergreens defense has held, and the Patriots will punt. So that's going to keep this a one-score game. That's mission accomplished for the Everest defense. They were aided by a holding penalty. Tyrese Hoffler is the punter. Ty Strelo to receive this for the Evergreens, and Everest figures to get good field position. Strelo waits at his 35-yard line. Low snap. Gets it away. This is a good kick. Strelo backpedaling all the way back to the 20-yard line. Splits tacklers. Ty Strelo's speed on display across the 30, 35 out to the 40-yard line. That's a great punt, but that's a nice return by Ty Strelo. Strelo with a 28-yard punt return, and the Evergreens will start at the 40-yard line. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Appleton East 7, D.C. Everest nothing. Here come the Evergreens. Football brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive bodywork, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Wausau's North Side, Abra Auto Body. Ostrowski at quarterback. Three receivers set, two up high, one down low. The high side's the wide part of the field. Design rollout in that direction. Ostrowski, good protection. Throws downfield. Ty Strelo's got the defense beat. It's caught at the 30, down to the 25, 20-yard line. Big gain. Biggest gain of the year for the Evergreens. Led Ty Strelo a little bit too far, so he couldn't catch it on the run. He had to wait for the ball to get there. It's down to the 25-yard line. A 36-yard reception for Ty Strelo. 48 seconds left in the quarter, and the Evergreens suddenly are threatening. Ostrowski up to the line of scrimmage again. The speed of Ty Strelo on display there. Pistol formation, three receivers set, two to the near side. Design rollout, Ostrowski keeps his own number, gets a block, gets the corner, and out of bounds he goes. Ostrowski's got 5 or 6 yards on the quarterback keeper. Ostrowski's fast to the corner there, and he waited for his blocking, too. That allowed him to get some yardage. Otherwise, that would have been strung out, would have gone out of bounds a couple yards downfield. Instead, a 6-yard gain, second and 4. Ostrowski was out of bounds, so the clock stops with 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Evergreens on that run pierce the red zone. The ball is just inside the 20-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Not much yardage there. Still keeping his legs churning for the Evergreens is Brennan Neitzel. And Neitzel is going to get a yard or two on what could have been stopped for no gain. It'll be 3rd and 3 as the first quarter comes to an end, and we will change sides. The Patriots have the lead on kind of a fluky 28-yard touchdown run. And the second quarter will begin, 3rd and 4 for the Evergreens with the ball at the 19-yard line. We'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.